All right, guys, it is Brandon Lewis here with the Tennessee Conservative News, coming back hot and heavy from the Protect Tennessee Borders Rally. As you can see, I collected a couple of signs from folks that made these that came to the rally. It was a fantastic day. It really was. We had over 200 patriots that came out to tell Republican leadership that we fully expect something should be done about illegal immigration in Tennessee at the state level. I want to thank folks from AFP, Moms for Liberty, Steve Abramowitz. We had some great speakers, Senator Janice Bowling, Mark Pody, Jody Barrett, Brian Ritchie. We had some folks stop by, like Representative Todd Warner and also Greg Vidal. And Gino Bolso had planned to come. However, he was stuck in committee, and we completely understand that. Yours truly is about to get the heck out of here and go on a much-deserved long weekend. I've been working my tuchus off between my paying job and the Tennessee Conservatives. I'm ready to get out of town. So we're going to breeze through the Big Seven with limited commentary. So I hope you're ready to get into the stories. We have got Tyson looking at hiring thousands of refugees and bring them to Tennessee while axing American jobs. Tennessee bill would prohibit FBI from pulling in state law enforcement resources into intelligence operations, a bill that could give lifetime sentences for illegal aliens convicted of violent crimes is progressing through the process. Tennessee Senate committee passes bill to mandate firearm safety training for public school students. We had a Republican vote against that inexplicably. Memphis pushes for more sports corporate welfare for the FedEx Forum renovations. I'll tell you what, these millionaires and billionaires and these large corporations, they got all this money, but they sure do come to Tennessee taxpayers with their hands out every time. And apparently the GOP and the Democrats are happy to give them the money. Tennessee Senate Committee votes to block Department of Tourist Development public records. We may skate past that. And the red flag gun law bill is heading to Tennessee Senate floor for consideration because we have Rhino leadership. I'm going to get rid of that one because we got to move. Guys, please do go subscribe to our daily newsletter. Monday through Friday, we send out a very brief newsletter with somewhere between 10 and 14 stories to keep you in the loop about what's going on in Tennessee politics, covering the stories the mainstream media will never touch. You can just text the word news, N-E-W-S, to 423-205-5600. Text the word news to 423-205-5600. Also, please do follow us on Twitter, GabGetter, Truth, MeWe, and Rumble, every place we've not been shadow banned, which does not include YouTube or Facebook. Guys, listen, isn't this great? People always say they're not going to take your jobs. There's no negative impact from illegal immigration. There's none at all. It'll never drive down wages. It'll never cost Native American jobs. Well, here we go. Not only is the world's second largest meat processor hiring illegal aliens waiting on asylum hearings, a process which takes anywhere from 5 to 7 years, but they are offering incentives to those willing to work at their Humboldt, Tennessee plant. These incentives include stipends for temporary housing, and relocation of expenses, time off to acclimate to the area, child care on-site, transportation, paid time off for immigration court hearings. According to the company, Tyson has partnered with an organization called Tent Partnership for Refugees, which is just another way of saying we're going to take government money, make money, and replace American jobs. Committed to hiring 2,500 people who do not have permanent legal status in the United States. The company already employs 42,000 immigrants. Human resources leader Garrett Dolan said, and quote, "We'd love to employ another 42,000 if we can find them." Of course. Of course. Who doesn't want cheap labor? Who doesn't want cheap labor, Tyson Foods, you piece of crap? Gosh, you talking about being sold down the river by corporate agriculture. This is the perfect example of leftist government, huge corporations, and the agricultural industry coming all together to screw all the taxpayers and the job seekers so that they can make a little bit more money and so that they can turn the state blue. According to reports, Tyson officials hired 17 asylum seekers in its Humboldt plant, hailing for Colombia, Morocco, Venezuela in February after meeting with some of them in New York. Nice, a little recruitment trip there. They later hired 70 more. While the company seeks to hire more immigrants for the long term, 6 plants have been shut down. Amazing. Tennessee bill would prohibit FBI from pulling state law enforcement resources into intelligence operations targeting Tennesseans this week. A bill that would prohibit the FBI from doing these things unless it's a criminal investigation was rolled out to the final calendar of the state Senate. SB 2804 and HB 2912 are being carried by Senator Joey Hensley and Representative Todd Warner, respectively. Those are two conservatives. This is probably a good bill. Warner said, quote, "We want our FBI and law enforcement focusing on actual crimes, not moms going to school board meetings or Christians praying in front of abortion clinics." Amen. Mr. Warner came by to say hello at the rally. We know that he's against legal immigration. We wish that GOP leadership like Bill Lee, Randy McNally, and Cameron Sexton were, but they are pro-illegal immigration. So we're going to have to keep pushing if we're going to get them to do anything. This law would ensure that federal government can only utilize local and state law enforcement resources for criminal cases versus intelligence operations and investigations of other things, like prosecuting and harassing people like Donald Trump just because they're Republicans. Next story. Guys, there's a change you need to know about. Mill Creek View, Tennessee is changing its name. We don't know what the new name's going to be, but my buddy Steve's still going to be talking to Tennessee newsmakers. And I think the new thing is going to be through the Heartland Journal. So for now, it's the Heartland Journal Presents Mill Creek View, Tennessee podcast. But I'm sure that that name will be changing so that it is more searchable. My buddy Steve covers the latest. He talks to a bunch of movers and shakers in politics. There are very few of us who actually do this that can get you good information. Steve is one of them. So please do follow him wherever you get your podcasts or watch him on Rumble. And that'll be the Heartland Journal Presents Mill Creek View, Tennessee podcast. So keep an eye out for that. Next story, bill that could give lifetime sentences to illegal aliens for committing violent crimes continues to progress in the Tennessee House. Sponsored by Representative Monty Fritz, the bill is now amended and focuses on felonies committed by illegal immigrants. The previous version included a few misdemeanors, along with SB 2770, sponsored by Senator Janice Bowling. If Janice Bowling and Monty Fritz are carrying it, it's pretty conservative. The proposed law aims to deter those who would come across the border of the United States and make their way to Tennessee and then engage in drug or human trafficking by stiffening the penalty for violent crimes linked to those activities, etc. We need that. I would rather see the four solutions that we asked for enacted, but these are good ones. Number one, we need to cut off all welfare benefits. Number two, we need to stop the taxpayer funding of illegal immigrant education. Number three, we need to have compulsory e-verify, and we need to criminalize, shut down, and fine the mess out of every company that is mass transporting illegal aliens into Tennessee. I think that would fix the problem. Next story. Here's the story, guys. We're the state's only conservative news alternative. We're the only one. The only one. Conservatives always say, boy, we sure do wish we could get the truth out of the media. Boy, we sure do wish that there were more conservative news outlets, but then they don't donate. One of the chief reasons you don't see more conservative news outlets, and I have learned this the hard way after doing this for 3 years, three plus years in October, so now like 3.5 years, coming up on 4, is that Christian conservative Republicans do not invest in politics like they do the church and nonprofits. They need to look at their engagement in civic activity and with candidates and with causes just like they would anything else, because when conservative Christians don't put their money where their mouth is online, there's a lot of people that talk a lot. You know, I'm sure the comment section underneath this will be full of people with great ideas and suggestions telling everybody what to do. But if you ask them what they did with their time and money that practically made a difference other than posting on social media the last 60 days, the answer would be nothing. There's only a handful of things you can do to actually make a difference in politics. One of them is going door knocking, calling, phone banking, putting up signs, showing up to events where attendance is required, registering people to vote, things like that, and giving money. All the keyboard warrioring doesn't get much done. So please do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. And I didn't bring my props, guys, but if you give $50 or more or a recurring donation of $10 or more, we'll give you a Proud Tennessee Conservative Tumblr. And we'll also send you 2 bumper stickers and a directory of your state and local officials. Now, if you give any amount, we'll still send you the directory and the bumper stickers, but you ain't getting the mug. So it costs a little money to to make those and to ship those. We're about to change our premiums up, but I don't know when that's going to happen. So do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com or mail your checks. We get a lot of checks. We get checks to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. That is P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. I am done begging. I hope you feel adequately guilty and that you do give us money as Tennessee's only conservative news outlet, because we don't take that corporate money, and I don't make any money doing this. And somebody asked me at the rally, like, how do you have the courage to tell so much truth? And I told them, so, well, number one, I make my money doing something completely different, so I don't have to depend on left-leaning corporations to fund me, which is what Republican leadership does, right? 90% of their contributions to their campaigns come from left-leaning corporate interest outside the district. So they can't tell the truth. They can't represent people like you and me. But I can, but only if you give. All right, guys. Memphis pushes more corporate welfare tax funding for FedEx Forum renovations. The vast majority of Tennesseans are never going to go to the Tennessee Titans Stadium. I mean, I bet only maybe 10% ever. They're not going to go to FedEx. All these sports places, and like here in Chattanooga, they're rebuilding the Lookout Stadium when the damn thing never has anybody in it to begin with. It is crazy the amount of influence these sports lobbyists have up there, and why in the world Republican leadership keeps picking winners and losers in the entertainment space by dumping billions and millions of dollars into this junk is a fiasco. Memphis is looking for more funding for the renovations at the FedEx, are pushing to pair bills in the Tennessee legislature that get that funding. The legislature already contributed $350 million of your money to this goofy thing that should exclusively be privately funded. The new bill allows for existing sales tax capture in the arena to be used for renovations. Memphis Tourism currently has $27 million in reserves, with $9 million of that funding allocated to expenses. The group's annual budget's $14 million. The group is funded through 8.5% hotel motel tax in Shelby County, which sucks, right? You go stay at a hotel, you're going to pay 10% more for something you're never going to go use or see. The group receives 2.5% of the tax, roughly $12 million, while FedEx Forum receives the other 6%. This is just a fleecing job. And Shelby County's asked for $5 million more. Why don't Republican lawmakers do anything they say they're going to do on the campaign trail? Next story. Hey, now here's one you can get excited about. Red flag gun law bill headed to Tennessee Senate floor for consideration, carried by two rhinos. Senator Becky Massey, terrible, needs to be replaced, has an awful voting record, one of the worst, and its companion bill, HB 1624, sponsored by Rhino, Jason Zachary. Jason Zachary started out being pretty conservative, but I've watched so many of these guys go to the dark side. They hang out there for a while. They try to just keep their mouth shut, and then they try to straddle the fence. Like, if they can get out there and get a little exposure and do something that is moderately risky and raise some cane about something where the ship's already sailing. But then they're like, man, I tell you what, if I don't start licking the boots of Bill Lee and leadership, if I don't start playing the game, I'm not going to move up in leadership, and I'm a climber. Jason Zachary wants to be a climber, right? He'll abandon his constituents, and here's what he's doing. Expand a current state law by requiring mental health professionals to report the mere possibility of potential violent acts by their patients. So you want your gun rights to be controlled by a therapist, a counselor, a psychiatrist, a psychologist? Almost every one of those people that I've ever known have been a little bit crazy. I'm just going to be honest with you. Everybody I've ever known that does that for a living, with a few exceptions. I've worked out with a few folks. I do know some people that are socially well-adjusted. But most of them are damn basket cases. Like, their personal life is all a who. So these are the people, Jason Zachary and Becky Massey, want to determine if your Second Amendment rights should be taken away. On March 19th, the bill was recommended for passage out of the Senate Health and Welfare Committee, one of the most liberal, leftist, rhino-filled committees in the Senate, with eight A's recorded. Senators voting A were Rusty Crow, I can't believe that, Farrell Hale, Ed Jackson, Becky Massey, Shane Reeves, I'd expect that he's a liberal, Bo Watson. He's a squish on this. Art Swan. Builds momentum, it raises questions regarding privacy laws. What happens once the information is shared? Where will it be stored? Who will manage it? How can it be used? And who will access it? And I think that if they're going to do something like this bullcrap, they ought to make it where if the organization gets it wrong, if somehow somebody should have due process, and if there's anything negative that happens to them, I think the institution or the individual should be fined like $80,000. If you're going to try this shenanigans, and if you're not absolutely sure, that's great. But if you're going to try to take away somebody's constitutional rights on a mere whim, you ought to take some kind of risk and accountability with it. So we got rhinos, right? They called a special session to pass red flag gun laws after the trans shooter shot up a Christian school. She was racist against white people, hated straight folks, hated Christian people. We can't even see the manifesto. But we got Jason Zachary and Becky Massey, both who are up for re-election. I hope they pull primary opponents, and I hope they lose. People like that we don't need up in Nashville, guys. Get out and figure out who's running against them and work for them. What's going on this weekend? I'm excited. This is why I'm getting out of here. I actually just, for Sylvia's birthday, we had a trampoline put together. You ready? There it is. She gave me lots of peace and quiet here in the office. I have a trampoline right outside my window. But nonetheless, we're celebrating Sylvia's birthday. It's also spring break for us. And we are going to some friends' house, actually their parents' house, to stay at an Airbnb. They have a little detached property. It overlooks a beautiful bluff in Colmont, Tennessee. I do believe it's Colmont. And it's in Grundy County. And it is just absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And we're going to go to the caverns. We're going to go to the caverns. According to Senator Janice Bowling, her son helped develop and design that. And this is the caverns music venue. So we're going to see a live recording. That should be a lot of fun. And then I got to get back into town, work a couple of days, and then we're going off to take a trip to a state park and stay in a cabin with some other friends and their kids. And so I got a loaded schedule. Loaded schedule this weekend and for the next few weeks. Guys, I appreciate every one of you who showed up or financially supported that Protect Tennessee's Borders rally. We sent out press releases, guys, I kid you not, to like 500 media outlets in Tennessee. 500. You know how many of them actually wrote a story or inquired about it at the local level? To my knowledge, as of today, zero. There's a complete media blackout as it relates to illegal immigration in the state of Tennessee, except for our news publication. So if you want any chance of the word getting out, please do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support or mail your checks to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee 37377, because we need your help. Appreciate you guys. Love you. Mean it. I'll see you next week on the Big 7. I'm lying. I will not see you next week. Actually, Adelia is filling in for me because I will be out of town. But I'll see you the next week. Okay, guys, take care, be good, stay free.